Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friend. This is Peyman Mutahedir, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And tonight's presentation will be on a topic that's hot in a lot of people's minds coming up within the next few weeks. And in that, a lot of people have filed for extensions to file a 1040 tax form of some sort by October 15, 2022. And they're wondering, well, because I filled out that form, am I required to file by October 15th or not, and how? So I'm going to answer that question for everybody clearly so that everybody knows how to handle themselves by following the law properly. IRS's forms, instructions, and the law are very clear on these. So let's go through it all together. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedir, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in... Let's start again. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedir, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this video, I will answer the question that many of you have, which is, if I have sent the IRS a form for extending the time to file income tax 1040 forms by October 15th. Just because I have done that, do I still have to file a 1040 income tax form by October 15th? So I will show you everything from IRS's own website, instructions, form, the United States Code as published by the U.S. House of Representatives, and the Supreme Court. You're going to get that from the horse's mouth. So, folks, here we go. So the form that we're speaking about is right here, Form 4868, Application for Automatic Extension of Time to File a U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. Okay, so you probably filled out this form, 4868. At the bottom of this instructions is the actual application. Very short document. Not a whole lot to fill out. Few boxes. And you don't even have to sign anything. Nothing to sign. Besides your name, address, SS number, and very few other minor information, no signature is required. You don't sign this piece of paper under penalty of perjury, which is putting the rope around your neck, swearing it's all true, correct, and complete, giving it to the IRS to hang you with. You're not doing that. This is a harmless form because you don't sign nothing, period. Okay? Let me go to the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return Form. Okay? This is one for 2021. We're going to find the answers right here in instructions. The term U.S. is key. U.S. individual income tax form. Not California, Florida, or the 50 states, but the word United States. What does that mean? Well, we're going to go to the 1040 instructions on IRS.gov, IRS's website, and we go down to page 8 about filing requirements. You see, the filing requirements are the same whether someone's required to file by April 15th or by October 15th. The filing requirements are the same. The question is, who has to file? That means the rest of us do not have to file. And these rules, it tells us, apply to all U.S. citizens. That's the key term, United States, U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live and resident alien, right? So we have to go find out what the term United States, U.S. means and citizen, and then citizen will become clear. Folks, why is that important? Because you see the Internal Revenue Code, which I'm holding in my hand, this is an entire federal tax law in a book form, okay? They don't publish them anymore like this. It's got tons of tiny font, minutia, tissue, paper thin, exact, precise definition. They are not trying to save space and abbreviate things. They let things be as detailed as it may need to be so that, you know, you exactly and correctly and fully understand what these things are. So we're going to go to that on internet, okay? 26 USC, okay? We're going to get this from uscode.house.gov. This is the official website of United States House of Representatives Lawyers Council, Office of Law Review Council, okay? And here on this page it says it is from Title 26. There's 54 categories of federal law. Title or Category 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. And here in Chapter 79 is definition. So in this key definition chapter, all kind of very important things are defined, and they tell you when used in this title. When used in what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. That is what you're seeing online version of this same set of laws. And besides all these obvious things that you think need no defining, like person, okay, or partnership and partner, they define. Here we go, the term. United States has its own specific definitions. They are not going, but you and I understand, they want to give it their own specific definition. So here it is, folks. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, that's what we are interested in, includes only the states and the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C. Well, we have to look up now the term state. Well, state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, again, where such construction is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. So, the term United States, okay, includes only the District of Columbia plus states, which is also include the District of Columbia. So, District of Columbia, Columbia, you get, again, the same thing, the District of Columbia. That is all what the term United States means per the Internal Revenue Code. Shocking, amazing, and you're thinking, no, come on. The word obviously includes the 50 states. Everybody knows that, right? Wrong. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, you cannot think that way. Okay, let's go to see what the U.S. Supreme Court says. Okay, at Supreme Court's website, supremecourt.gov. This is a case of Stenberg versus Carhart, which was decided in the year 2000. And the relevant page of this case tells us this. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, the ones you just seen, we, all of us, must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, you have to follow that definition. United States means only the District of Columbia. And the court continues that it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, something defined as statutes, like the one you saw, those codes are statutes, laws, same thing, excludes unstated meanings of that term. So the definition of the United States excludes the 50 states because it's not there. Okay? So now when you look at the law, here we are at this federal court of federal regulation at govinfo.gov. This is the United States Treasury Regulation Interpretation of Tax Law. You're talking about now about determination of tax liability on individuals. So it's 26 CFR 1.1-1 income tax on individuals, okay? I'm going to make it simple for you. It tells us this. Section 1 of the code, of the Internal Revenue Code, imposes an income tax, which I agree, on the income of every individual, which I agree, it's right there, who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Whoa, but who is a resident of the United States? That's the key thing we're going to focus on. That also, it also provides, to an extent provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. We won't have to cover that right now. It's not necessary. I covered that in other videos. However, here it is. The individual is a citizen or resident of the United States, which we just saw. The United States is someone who is from the District of Columbia. So income tax is on anyone who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Those are the people that file income tax. Even fooled folks were deceived. Yes. Just like the corona hoax was all a lie. You know, they told you that if you die within 2 weeks of the jab and you die, you were unvaccinated. Yeah, you died unvaccinated because it takes 2 weeks for the jab vaccine to do its job. So therefore, you something. But you died unvaccinated. Now that the jab, the vaccine did it to you, the other defined things, it's all by definition, by deception. When you have this whole woke liars, okay, like Biden's Secretary of Health, he says that changing is mutilating a baby with chemicals and cutting the body off to change their, try to change their sex from girl to a boy or boy to a girl, they call that affirmative care. Affirming nothing. They use the word affirmative to deceive you, to make you feel good. Same thing is going on with these definitions. You were led to believe that the United States means the 50 states, and sometimes it does, but not always. In this case, it means only the District of Columbia. Now, have any doubts about this? The United States Supreme Court, is unanimous tax case of Gould versus Gould, gives us a definitive answer. This is a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Yes, it has gone out throughout the whole thing from the get-go. And I thought you knew about it. I kept going. The top and bottom of this black thing that is shorter. I thought you knew about it. But maybe it's on my end. You look, that's what's going on from the get-go. You laughed at me start having this problem for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Folks, I'm sorry we'll have to redo the presentation due to some technical difficulties. So here we go again one more time. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this video, I will share with you the answer to this question. You may wonder if you file for an extension to file a 1040 income tax form by October 15th, whether that obligates you to file the 1040 form by April 15th anyways. Well, guess what? It does not. And I will show it to you from IRS's own website, their own form, their own instructions, the United States Code, the federal tax laws, regulations by Treasury Department and U.S. Supreme Court. Folks, it's exciting to know that the law is on your side and on your side and you are free. So here we go. The form you filled out with the IRS was Form 4868, Application for Automatic Extension of Time to File U.S. Individual Income Tax Return for 2021. Again, it's U.S., that's the U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. But let's continue down. You see the form actually is very small at the bottom, okay? It's below the dotted line. Application is actually very short. There isn't much you have to fill out at all, and you do not sign nothing at all. You do not sign anything under penalty or perjury. You do not put the rope around your neck and hand it to the IRS to hang you potentially. It's just a form your neighbor or your brother or your cousin could have filled out for you if they have name, address, and SS number of you. So, let's go further on to research this issue to the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return Form for 2021 to begin with. Again, we'll come back to the term U.S. Does U.S. mean it's critical? And this is from IRS.gov and so is instructions for the 1040 and 1040 SR form. We go down to page 8. About filing requirements, they tell us that these rules apply to all citizens, U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Guess what, folks? The key is all U.S. citizens. Who is a U.S.? What is U.S.? To be a U.S. citizen, that's the key that we have to find out. We're going to go now to the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States Code, the official website, folks, for laws. Yes, it tells us right there at uscode.house.gov, the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It is the official source of the law and it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. Yep, all the 54 federal law titles and categories are here. Yep, all of them. You know, and you can browse the United States Code for yourself as you want. And Title 26, you find it here, is the Internal Revenue Code. Okay, it's all there, all 54 of them. We're going to go down to a particular section from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, as in Chapter 79, Definition. Here you see that Section 7701 says, when used in this title, what title are we speaking about? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Entire tiny font minutia of this little tissue thin papers. They do not try to make it short. They include everything in detail as much as they want to and let it be long make sure you're clear about what the law is for you to follow. So in this title, okay, you find all kind of obvious things like person, partnership, and partner. Well, let's go down to the term United States, which has its own specific definition. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, that's what we want to know, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. All right. Then how about the term state? What does that mean? Well, the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia again. Well, wait a minute. So we have District of Columbia plus Columbia. What do we get? The same. District of Columbia. The term United States means the District of Columbia. So when you see the word United States from now on, you got to replace that in your mind with District of Columbia. Yep. So when we hop back here, folks, in this form, you see U.S. individual income tax return. It's District of Columbia individual income tax return. Instructions is for, again, the District of Columbia income tax return. The U.S. citizens mentioned here are District of Columbia citizens. I'm going to put the United States. Here's a case of Stenberg versus Carhartt. It's a year 2000 case, and on the relevant page, Supreme Court tells us that when a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the definitions you just seen now, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yeah, the ordinary meaning that we all think about things like term United States don't apply anymore. We got to go by what exactly the law, like you saw, says. And it continues by saying that it is axiomatic or self-evident that the statutory definition of the term, like the one you just saw, excludes. So the 50 states are excluded. They're unstated. The 50 states are not included a definition of the 50 states, like you see here. Only District of Columbia is mentioned here, not the 50 states. So the 50 states are not there. They're excluded. Okay? So now we go look at the law, the regulation of the IRS, determination of tax liability, tax on individuals, it's clear. Code of Federal Regulations 1.1-1 Income Tax on Individuals says this, folks. You'll see it now very clearly. Just hang in for a minute. Section 1 of the code, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which means who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Yep, that is what they're talking about, folks. That is the U.S. citizen, the D.C. citizen, right, to file an income tax return. The instructions are, again, this is a D.C. citizen, must file an income tax. There it is. Individual is a Washington, D.C. citizen. Furthermore, we have another Supreme Court case, unanimous tax case of Gould versus Gould in 1917 that even further cements what you just read. And the court says this. Get ready. This is big. In the interpretation or understanding of statute laws, levying or imposing tax. So in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provision. Not extend the provision of tax laws by implication. There's no implying. There's no assuming beyond the clear import of the language used. Besides what's clearly right there in the words you see, or to enlarge their operation. Enlarge operation of laws that has to embrace matters or include matters not specifically pointed out. See, specifically, it's not there. The 50 states are not specifically pointed out. Therefore, they're not there in the definition of the term United States. And you see that which includes only the District of Columbia. You cannot assume anything else is included in the term United States. It's only the District of Columbia. So, furthermore, the court says this. If you have any doubt, in case of any doubt, they, your doubts, tax laws are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Folks, the laws are not, in case of doubt, against the government. They're most strongly against the government's part of tax. Unanimous 9-0 tax case, okay, in favor of you not being taxed. So those of you who are not from the District of Columbia, you do not reside in the United States as defined in the Internal Revenue Code. You are not subject to the tax that here, Court of Federal Regulation, talks about the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of Columbia. Bingo. Now, some of you are still not satisfied. You say, come on, Paymont. They just forgot to include California, Texas, and all the 50 states. No. If they wanted to mention the 50 states, they can and do mention it in their Internal Revenue Code. I'm going to show you one of those right now. There's many examples. I'm going to show you one right now. Here it is. This is from Cal 26, Internal Revenue Code, okay? We're going to go through environmental taxes, and we are in subchapter A, tax on petroleum or oil, right? You go down and look. It has, we're going to look at section 4612, which has definitions and special rules. And it tells us that for the purposes of this subchapter, well, subchapter A, tax on petroleum, only for this subchapter, right? They define things like crude oil, fine, domestic crude oil. But look down. The term United States is also defined, and the term United States means, look at that, the 50 states. They specifically mention it because it's covered. And the District of Columbia, but they don't stop. They also add in specifically other U.S. territories like the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of North American Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Island, and more, folks. Yeah, continental shelf areas, foreign trade zones. See, they don't assume nothing. They include all specifically, especially the 50 states. They can and do mention when they can. Yep. So you know, again, double check, double sure this U.S. individual income tax return is for District of Columbia citizens. Yes, not you. You are not a United States citizen because you are not from the District of Columbia. So when you fill out this form, the application for automatic extension of time to file District of Columbia individual income tax return, well, it didn't apply to you because you are not from the District of Columbia. U.S. here, remember, is the District of Columbia. So you fill out the harmless letter, piece of paper. No signature of you at all. So if you do nothing by October 15th, nothing. Because your obligation was not in any way changed or added whatsoever because from the get-go, you are not from the District of Columbia to begin with. So, Now that you know that, you see how I use deception, tricky words, and definitions? That's going to get you. Free yourself of all this deception, folks. You want to go to Live Free Now, Freedom Law School's website, because this is by learning the truth, you'll be able to stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. The criminals have taken over. The federal government is no longer your friend. This is not the federal government of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the founding fathers of America. Those guys are dead and gone over 200 years ago. The new animal, owned and controlled by the satanic international banksters who own the money of the United States. They create out of thin air this fraudulent piece of paper. They call it the Federal Reserve Notes that most people have not even looked at. Yes, this stuff. Out of thin air, they make that and loan it out at interest to everybody. These guys have bought out the federal government, lock, stock, and barrel. They are your enemies. Oh, they've been killing you. They've killed over 100,000 Americans with the corona jab. Yes. And hundreds of thousands more have been seriously injured. Of course, the corrupt medical establishment doesn't count them. They say, oh, you died of natural causes. I have a friend who knows three people personally who were murdered by the jab. I have her give her testimony, by the way, in the upcoming presentation. This is serious, folks. They're using your money. You are working to destroy yourself, your family, hello America. You didn't know that. Maybe you were completely unaware that is what's going on. Your money is being used for. You know. You're going to continue to support the criminals. You want to withdraw your support from this criminal. Well, I know you want to. You can. And I'm here to show you how you can do that legally correct and safely at our website, livefreenow.org. All you got to do is go to livefreenow.org and take the 7 steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Folks, it's very simple, folks, these steps. Step 1 is understand the law, which I just gave you the introduction that based on the U.S. government's official legal websites, like the ones I just showed you, right? You just saw it, right? Step 1, you saw overview of it. No law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay. So again, you can see more about it on our website. Step 2 is, however, you have to realize you need to stop filing income tax forms, because when you do that, you put the rope around your neck. This cartoon really hits home the point. You're really given the power. Your enemies sign those 1040 forms on the penalty of perjury. You empower them to rape you, to audit you, to put you in prison. You did it yourself in the past. You didn't know. Fine. But now you know. So now you can stop hanging yourself. Okay? Step 3 is realize what I've realized. IRS mostly bluff. They really are, folks. I know that's shocking to you, unbelievable, but IRS is mostly bluff. Again, you'll see that in his pages of Freedom Law School. Click on this cartoon here. That really tells you the truth, that the IRS and the media portrays the IRS as this, you know, Wizard of Oz, that I'm the great and powerful IRS. Follow your taxes or else. That's on the left. The taxpayer scared. You don't have to be scared, folks. That's me at the Modern Freedom Law School. The dog total, pulling the curtain. IRS is a bunch of incompetent, lazy, overworked employees. Too few of them, too many of us, on 60s COBOL assembly language computer technology. Folks, you don't need to be afraid of them. They are bluff. And folks, further show you that they bluff, Step 4, you can take courage from Freedom Law School's Victory FLSS. Yes, me, folks. I have not paid any U.S. income taxes since 1993. Not even $1. I've paid the criminals, and it's really safe. Yeah, they know about it. They know about me very well. But the IRS has never attempted to indict or put me in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. Why? Why is that, folks? Because they know I know the law. You see, just like me, when you equip yourself with knowledge and are prepared like I have been, the IRS is easy to beat. I've done so, and so can you. See, folks, this cartoon really says it all. On the left is a myth of the IRS. On the right, you see the reality. The IRS is not this big monster. They are weak. Just don't want you to know they're pretending the Wizard of Oz. Click on this, and you're going to get more on this topic. Now, step 5, folks, I love this step. This just lays it all on the line. All in the open. You see, all you have to do is write lawmakers about the law. Yeah. All you have to do is write your Congress members, lawmakers, and about the income tax, like the laws I showed you, and file and pay income taxes only if the congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. If there's a law, they should show it to you. Tell the lawmakers, you ask them straight on with certified letters that we have prepared for you for free on our website at livefreedom.org, right? If I'm required to pay, show me, I'll pay my fair share. You're not hiding at all, but they can, and they never have been able to do that. Yes. And you see, if you click on this cartoon, folks, right here, you will be able to stop paying tribute to your enemies in the swamp of Washington, D.C. It's really safe. Yes, you've been paying tribute out of fear. Telling you, my friends, you no longer need to be afraid. I am not. And you don't have to be afraid of these wimps in D.C. either. Yes, they're afraid of you, realizing how much power you have. Yeah. Okay. So the next step is joining hands together as patriots, as truth and freedom lovers. Okay. Join our Restore Freedom Plan, and you'll safe to do so with our 7-year $1 million guarantee. Yep. You see, folks, by not paying the income tax that you never owed in the first place, you will drain the swamp of Washington, D.C. You'll stop financially supporting your deep state enemies and restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America. Isn't that beautiful, folks? Isn't that what you all want? I know you do. And, folks, you can do it. The plan, folks, you know, Enjoy Restore Freedom Plan is affordable for every one of you. Yes, let me remind you, join our Restore Freedom Plan, and your law school will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or I'll reimburse you up to $1 million every year that you are a freedom law school. Can't get any better than that, folks. You got the support, everything. And guess what, folks? Every one of you, I guarantee, will save money. You have more money in your pocket. Every one of you. It will not cost you. It will save every one of you with Restore Freedom Plan. Even if it means you pay a tiny amount or very little bit, and Freedom Law School will do everything for you. Unlimited consultation, unlimited help, unlimited representation, CPs and attorneys, if necessary, which is rare. Freedom Law School will pay for that for you. Nothing to worry about. You'll be taken care of, my friend. So with that kind of plan, folks, by not paying our enemies, have more money for you and your family, and money to now use the money that was given to our enemies to now expose the criminals. See if we can fund alternative news media, your freedom laws suit, and give support, financial support to freedom candidates for political office. Good people like former Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, they need your financial support. Instead of these whore politicians do the bidding of the big banks and corrupt corporations, now we can take our money back. We just need to join in mass. To make that happen, all you need to do is join step 7 as well. And that is spread the word. Spread the word, and you can make money tax-free with our Freedom Option Plan. You can get paid. I want to pay you. Yes. Okay, all you got to do is share this information with your friends, family members, coworkers, and more, and get paid. You can print out our brochure. Yes. This brochure that includes all the 7 steps above and distribute it amongst freedom events, loved ones, and more. And send our website, folks, to your friends, family members, coworkers. Share it out there. Email it to everybody. Social media. You see? That's how we're going to get America back. Restore our republic. You no longer have to be a slave. No longer worry about this Mickey Mouse keeping records for the IRS, be a slave. Throw a part of your neck. Be poor. In debt to credit cards, not be able to eat good food, good housing, but have no savings for the future. You can pay off your debts and get ahead. So get with Freedom Moscow and live freenow.org, folks. This was no accident that you came across Freedom Moscow. You desired to live free. You are meant to live free, and it's your destiny. Continue on this path that you start. Continue on this path, take the 7 steps, and let's have you live free, and have America be a free country once again. At livefreenow.org. Okay. Let's go to people's questions. And I need to have the pad, guys, the yellow pad, to write down people's information, please. If you guys can get that. So I'll take everybody's questions one at a time. And a pen also, please. So, folks, I will answer questions about the topic of tonight or any other tax or freedom issues. Folks, Freedom Moscow is about freedom. About live and let live and love and let love. It's that simple. We all want to be left alone, folks. To live in peace as each of us desires. God created all of us to learn from our mistakes and be loving and good, honest lives. But these criminals want to control you with deception and fear. And what will free you, folks, is your desire to know the truth. The truth will expand, engulf you, and free you, and give you confidence and peace of mind. So with that, what area code callers do we have, guys? Just one, or for what area code? Area code 917 caller. You are live with Freedom Law School. Go ahead and please give me your first name only, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question.
Okay. My name is Monica.
Hold on. The bad connection. So please hang up. Yeah, I hear it. It's a very bad connection. And call right back, okay? Hang up, call
okay,
right back.
You.
We should get a better connection. Sorry about that. Yeah. Folks, I recommend you do not use computer phones to call. Oftentimes, they come out, as you heard, garbled. Also, cell phones are discouraged because cell phones also, as you drive around, you get bad cell tower coverage or different parts of your house or work, the word or phrase or letter cuts off. So it's best to use the landlines. Also, do not use speaker phones. They don't work very good. And make sure your computer is turned down the volume so there'll be no echo. They hear of me through your computer speaker system. So with that, do we have a caller back from Miracle 917 yet? Has she called back in? Very good. Let's try it again. What is your first name, my friend?
Monica.
Wow. We have the bad connection again. And use a different telephone line, a landline, even a cell phone to call because this is very garbled. I really cannot hear anything you say. Please do that.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thanks.
Yeah. Let's see now. Yeah. You hear very good? It's on my end that maybe that's coming out right. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, try call one more time. See how it works. Maybe I may have to use the phone because maybe unreleased phone. Let's go try with the next caller and call us back. Hopefully with a cell phone or landline. If not, try with that same computer line. See if that ends up being better. All right, new caller. What area code are you calling from? 808 from Hawaii. Okay. From Alaska to Hawaii. Okay. What is your first name, my friend? You heard about it? Begin your question, please. Same problem again. So it must be our
system. My name is Kai.
Hold on. Give the phone to me. Give me the phone. This is apparently my phone. This is a problem. Okay, let's see. All right. Okay, my friend. I can hear you better now. What's your phone? Oh, you need to mute your computer. Your computer.
Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, okay.
Hold on, I was on mute. Sorry, I was on mute. I apologize. Go ahead and speak. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 808. Are you there? You dropped that. Okay. Let's get the call from area code 917, and we go back to call from area code 808 again after her. Is the call from area code 917 back? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. My name is Monica.
And how did you hear about Fidel Moscow, Monica?
SGT report.
SGT report?
Yes.
Very good. And how may I help you?
I have a question because I like to get paid like $10.99, but what if I get paid W-2 form? How is the way to fill out a form, like zero deduction?
Well, that's on our website. Okay, let me show you how to stop. You asking about how to stop the withholding from your paycheck? Is that what you're asking about? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's on our website. Let's go there. Okay, at livefreenow.org. Folks, this website is a resource for answers for you for everything that you're looking for. Okay, go under, let's see. Let me zoom out a little bit less. You can see that. Here we go. Okay. All right. Let's see now. We have it under Ask Congress on the top right. Okay. Click on Ask Congress on the top right of the page. And where it says Step 5, write the lawmakers about the law. At the bottom of this page, after explaining what the petition process is,
about, you see several petitions, okay? The second one is free yourself from income tax withholding, right there in the middle, this one, okay? So click on the gold yellow bar circle at the bottom of the page, and it gives you this page, okay? How you can stop your employer from withholding for the IRS, it's all on this page. Follow the instructions and video on this page. But, if you join the Restore Freedom Plan, Monica, all of that will be done for you, with you, at no additional cost. You can do it by yourself if you want, for free, or join Restore Freedom Plan. We'll help you and make sure it gets done right for you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Monica. Do we have a caller back from area code 808 yet? Okay. All right, my friend, you are back with us. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Yeah, my name is Kai.
How do you spell that?
K-H-A-I.
K-H-A-I. Very good.
Yeah.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Unfortunately, your YouTube channel, but unfortunately got banned. When I first heard about you.
Okay. Originally from YouTube, you heard about us. Yes, of course, they closed us down because we were waking up too many people. Okay. And what is on your mind, Kai?
So my question is just for clarification. I just saw a video that you post about pretty much you make income outside the Washington, D.C., or if you're not resident of D.C., you got to pay tax. You didn't ask us. I trade stocks. So I'm just curious, in terms of capital gains and dividends, how did the Internal Revenue Code find that? Just curious.
You trade stocks. Okay. All right, no problem. The answer is right there. See, you see this U.S. individual income tax is District of Columbia income tax. The regulation says, okay, what does it say? Let me read it with you. It says Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., of District of Columbia. It does not matter whether your income is from wages, commissions, business income, capital gains from real estate, stocks, bonds, commodity, cryptocurrency. It doesn't matter what kind. It's where is the money coming from. If you're from France, you must pay French income tax. If you're from Japan, you must pay Japanese income tax. If you're from Egypt, you pay Egyptian income tax. And if you're from District of Columbia, you pay the D.C. U.S. income tax. You're not from D.C. You're from Hawaii. Therefore, you don't owe the Washington, D.C. income tax on your stocks, trading, anything whatsoever. Got it?
Got it.
Any other questions, Kai?
Yes, just a quick clarification. The one you showed me is income tax for individual, but what about tax on business? Just curious, because I know the way to define it. Same thing, okay.
I just said that. It's where is it coming from, not what kind of money. Is the money coming from what? Do you make your money from the District of Columbia?
No.
Are you a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia?
No.
Then no matter where and how you get the money, whatever source you got it, it's not taxable.
Okay. Got you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Do you have any more callers, guys?
No, that's it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kai. Thank you for your question. The next caller is from what area code? 760. Oh, from my old stomping ground in California. All right. I used to live in the 760 area code. What is your first day, my friend? How did you hear about us? And then your question, please.
Okay, my name is Cesar Vasquez. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, Cesar, huh?
Can you hear me, Chris?
Yes, Cesar. I hear you very good. How did you hear about Freedom Law School, Cesar?
YouTube. I seen
very
a video
good.
On a character named Joe Bannister, and then he was on a podium, and then eventually you were on the Freedom Law School. You know what I mean? Was mentioned.
Very good. Very good. And how am I helping, my friend?
Okay, I have a question. I was supposed to call last week. I had sent some papers, and they called me back, and they told me that they had received them, and then they told me to call. I was supposed to call Thursday, but, of course, you know, I was busy. So my question is, I have these letters. Okay, you know, of course, they're saying that I owe $5,000. So what they're doing is, they kept sending me the letters, right, and I ignored them. And then what they did was they sent it to my employer, and then my employer sent me a letter saying, hey, this is how much you owe. So they took it upon themselves and are garnishing my wages. That's what's going on right now.
Okay, so let me ask you. IRS claimed that you owe them $5,000, and you took that letter to your employer, and then the employer is not garnishing wages for the IRS?
No, the IRS.
Is that what happened?
Okay, no. They said, okay, it goes way back. They sent me one says request for tax.
Who's they? Okay. IRS said you request for tax return. Okay, all right.
The
was this a franchise tax board? California Franchise Tax Board. Who was it?
Yes.
Which one?
The
FTB?
Franchise Tax Board.
Okay. All right. And then what happened?
Okay, first it was says for the tax year of 2017. First they sent it one says request for tax return. I ignored it. Okay. And then the next one says notice of proposed assessment. And then they put an amount, proposed amount. Okay, and it says protest by, you know, March 15, 2022. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ignored it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one says state income tax balance due notice, and I ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then another one, income tax due notice, and I ignored it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then final notice before levy and lien. Okay. And I
got
ignored it. And then the last one, it says intent to offset federal payments. And, of course, I ignored it.
Right.
And the balance on that one says $5,467. So then after that, I ignored them. And then, of course, then I got this letter, which has my employer, Sturgeon Electric, California. And it says personal income tax, earnings withholding, order for taxes. And then it says right there. Okay, then right after that, I ignored it. And then they sent me one more. And, of course, I ignored it. So that tells me that instead went to Sturgeon Electric, and then, you know what I mean, they sent me this letter saying, hey, this is how much you owe. So, you know, I'd given them a call, and I was like, you know, that's, you know, why are you guys doing that? And all they gave me said, well, because we received this letter, and they told us that you owe. And all I said was, well, that's between us and them. You know, there's no court order. There's no, you know, subpoena or whatever, you know. And they just kind of just brushed me off. You know what I mean? And,
yes.
Well, you know what? This is what we received, and we're going to follow, you know what I mean, their demand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And then they just pretty much, like, you know, hung up on me.
Yep. Cesar, I got bad news for you. You live in the communist state. California is a communist state. Literally, socialist communist. They destroyed that beautiful state. And people are fleeing that state, including me. I left there 10 years ago. And the court system is as corrupt as the rest of the government of California. So until you leave that corrupt place and find, you know, hopefully you find some peace and prosperity in other places like Florida, which I recommend you consider coming to, okay, the FDB is the most aggressive and lawless of all tax agencies in America. Far worse than the IRS. IRS is a little baby compared to the California Franchise Tax Board. So I'm afraid, really, your two options are, really, realistically, leave the state, leave the job, same thing, change jobs, and or leave the state, or call them, file a tax return and lower it and make a small payment plan, or just make a small payment plan. But you can file a California income tax return, but not the federal tax return, and just minimize the damage. I wish I could tell you there was something you could do legally besides that, but there isn't. That's why I left. You know, why I think people are leaving that communist place. When are you going to leave California?
Excuse me?
When are you going to leave the communist California?
I'm going to relocate to Vegas.
It's a step in the right direction. There's no state income tax in Nevada, and California cannot touch you because Nevada is a separate country than a country of California. How soon do you plan to move?
Probably 2024.
Great. The sooner the better. But as far as what you got right now going on, all you can do is call them. They'll let you make a small payment plan, maybe $50, maybe $100 a month, rather than take 25% of your paycheck. That's right. They're taking 25% of your paycheck. I know that. Instead, just pay maybe $100 a month and eventually leave the state. Okay? How much you make a year right now, Caesar? Or a month?
I make about $6,000.
$6,000 a month?
Yeah.
That's near poverty level in California. Near poverty level. It's because of high housing, taxes, and gases. I know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have those plans be expedited if I was you. Can I help you in any other way, Caesar? Any more questions, my friend?
Okay. So the franchise tax board, like for example, I haven't filed right since 2016. So that means that, like, okay, I'm with this company, but I jump around because I'm with the union. Like for example, once the job ends in November, then what I'll do is I'll go to another company, and then what I do is I put exempt. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen? Are they going to take it upon themselves and find out? Because when I go out of state, like I work out of state, and when I'm out of state, it works because I know that I've never been there, and when I file out of state exempt, like it goes through. And only when I come to California, like you said, they'll catch on, and then they send a letter, and they're saying, "Hey, you made an error," and then I always ignore it. But this is the first time this has happened. Like for a minute, it was working this year, and then finally, you know, they sent this letter.
How long you been at this job for?
Since April.
Yeah, a little bit too long. You've been there for over 5 months. That's how aggressive and quick the California Franchise Tax Board is. Okay? Just don't stay at those jobs for too long. A small payment plan for right now, $100 a month, maybe would be fine. Who knows? Maybe in 2 months or 2 years, you might be in a different job or out of state. And you can stop paying them if you want to. That is your choice to decide. Okay? Any other questions?
Okay, so once I'm done paying them, so then what happens? Like, let's say, like I said, eventually I'm going to finish in November, and then I'll be going to another solar project, different company, and then I'll do the same thing. So it's going to happen in about 5 months. That's when they're going to be like, okay, right? They're going
to
start.
Caesar, like, listen to me, Caesar. As long as you got a job outside of California, Nevada, Texas, Arizona, any place else, they cannot touch that money. They cannot take that money from you. You understand?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, because that as long as that company, by the way, has no offices or branches in California. If that company has branches or offices in California, that means California has power, jurisdiction over that company. They can grab their neck and say, hey, you in California, the guy you have in Nevada, you know, give me his money. They could potentially do that also. Okay? So just work for a company that is not in California and has no offices or presence in the state of Communist California. Okay?
Okay. So if I'm in Nevada, then I'm working there. I wouldn't have to worry about that there in the state of Nevada?
Depends, again, what company you work for. If you work for Bank of America, for example, which has branches in Nevada and California, they can't take your bank account because your money in Bank of America in Las Vegas is – they can take that because Bank of America has branches also in California. So that's the other thing you have to be prepared about. Okay?
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so the bank accounts also. So as long as I don't have – because I have a credit union. So if there's none in California, then I don't got to worry about them taking anything from me in Nevada, right?
You need to have a credit union in Nevada, not in California, because they can take the money from the credit union or bank that is in California.
But not the one in Nevada.
But not the one in Nevada or any other country or state in the world. America is not a country. We are 51 countries. The 50 states and the District of Columbia are all separate countries, just like France, Germany, and Italy are separate countries within the European Union. That's the United States of Europe. We have United States of America. Same thing. Okay?
So if I'm in Nevada, okay, real quick. So let's say I'm in Nevada because eventually I do plan on, okay, let's say I'm in Nevada, okay, and I'm working over there, right? I'm working over there, and I never file. Then I don't have to worry about them?
Not about the FDB. As long as your money's not coming from a California company or you have no bank account from a California bank either, okay? Because they can go to those guys and take your money otherwise, okay?
And then I'll be safe then in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have a better chance of them not taking anything away from me.
You have a complete chance, not better. You have a complete immunity, safety from the California Franchise Tax Board.
As long as I never file, right?
As long as you don't, because when you file, you say you owe the money. Well, you can file and don't pay them. You can file and not pay them also if you wanted to, if you're not in California. Why would you file when your money's not even from California? You're in Nevada.
Yeah. That's
whether you file or not,
that
doesn't matter. They cannot come after you in outside of California. You're just not, they cannot take money from out of California. Government of California cannot use their force in other countries. Remember, just like government of France. Can I come in Italy and take your money if you owe the French government money? Because it's a separate country. Understand?
Yes. Okay. So
any other questions, Caesar?
Okay. No, I got it. Just pay it. And then when I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm safe. And then I don't got to worry about nothing as long as I have a residence there. Even if I have a residence over here, because I do have a house here. But eventually I'm going to be in Las Vegas. So as long as I'm over there, working there, don't ever file, I don't have to worry about anything.
With California and have no money from California. You keep forgetting about it. No money from California.
No
money
capital
related. Right.
Okay. So I'm just, I'll be safe in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Very good. All right. Good. All right, and join Restore Freedom Plan, my friend. So you see all these questions you ask and more. The Restore Freedom Plan will give you unlimited consultation assistance, but all these questions and more questions that comes to your mind next week, next month, next year. How do I do this? How do I do that? What if this? I'm planning to do that. How that's going to change things. And anything you need will be done for you. But join Restore Freedom Plan before you have more problems like this. Because if you join after you have a problem, there'll be an extra charge for your pre-existing problems that you come to us for. So join now before you have a problem. Don't wait until you're in trouble, then come to us. It'll cost you more, and I'm not as able to help you because you have not taken the right steps you could have and should have taken back then. Will you make sure you're protected now by doing the right things now? Okay?
Okay then. So, okay, that sounds like a plan. I think I'm going to have to do that.
All right, Caesar. Have a great evening, my friend. Let me see if we have any more callers. Do you have any more callers, guys? No more callers. Okay. Well, we're going to put the number out one more time on the screen for those of you who have questions. One last chance. Area code 657-383-1755. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know that you have a question. And I will take your question right now for free. Normally, I charge $800 an hour. $400 for the first hour discounted, and now I'm doing where you can get it for $200, half hour of me, and half hour with one of my senior activists. So, but here it's free. You know, you got me for free right now. So if you want to take advantage of it, go ahead. Call in. Do you have any more? Okay, we have a document is the question. Okay. Somebody asked a question. What if you already made a payment to the IRS? Okay. All right. Well, if you already made a payment to your IRS and they catch a check, kiss them goodbye. Right? You already gave it to the thieves on your own. Don't do it anymore. Okay? Now, some other person asked, is the price of the Restore Freedom Plan membership annual? Yes. There's an annual membership. That's all you got to be pay your annual membership cost. And they ask, what if the congressman is not sympathetic? It has nothing with sympathy at all, folks. Nothing. If the congressman can refute the legal stuff that I've shown you, okay, see, then you file income tax. But everything here you see is based on government's own legal websites, the United States Code, the United States Supreme Court say these things, okay? This is the old regulations of the United States Treasury. This is not something I made up, okay? And these petitions, all of this stuff is spelled out. See, let me show you, for example, all these petitions, even on top of the page. Yeah, we put it at the bottom of the page on withholding, I think. But here it is. Here's a sample of one of these petitions. Okay? Here it is. It's coming up right now on the withholding of income tax. Okay? All right. So that's the one I think. I don't think that's the one. So this is on 1099. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm with W4. Here we go. I think this is the one. Anyhow, these petitions all have the language that if you're wrong, they should tell you. And all the laws are attached as you see them scroll through them. Okay? You ask them to, you know, to correct you if you're wrong. Okay? Unless you find errors in this petition, right? You ask them to correct you, right? You ask them to stop the IRS management from enforcing these policies in clear violation of federal tax laws. So, all right. Do you have any more questions besides these ones that we have? So the key thing is they cannot refute you. Your congressman cannot show you that you're wrong. So you're obviously right. I mean, we know we're right. We're just double, triple, quadruple checking by writing your three congressmen that are supposed to answer to you to just to make sure you didn't miss anything. All right. And we have a couple more questions. Let's see we have here. Someone says, does the person filing an extension normally pay the estimated tax at the same time? Nope, not necessarily. You can if you want to, but you don't have to pay any estimated tax at the same time. So that's not a problem at all. Any other questions we have, guys? Anybody on the phone with a question? We have two more callers. All right. What is the telephone area code of these callers? 801 and 760. Okay. Call from 801 from Utah. All right. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. First name is Derek. I heard about you actually years ago. I've been following you on YouTube for years. But my question is in reference to the HIRE Act of 2010 and FACTA, which is the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. If I'm a private person getting funds through U.S. banks, the filing requirements that they say you're supposed to do, but you're saying there's no need to file whatsoever, from my understanding. That keeps us out of the contract with them. I don't want to go through a law firm to do that, so... That's really kind of trying to figure out if I even think about it.
Well, FACTA, you know, for foreign bank accounts that you must disclose to the U.S. government if you have over $10,000, that's for citizens and residents of D.C. I looked it up. I have not done a presentation on it because not that many people have that much money or worry about that. But I have looked it up. Yes, it does not apply to you in the 50 states either. Once you join Restore Freedom Plan, that's something also that we'll take into consideration and prepare you to make sure you're properly defended about that issue as well.
Okay, I've already printed out the form. I'll be getting that in to you. I got to fill it all out and just send it in to you after I get that done. But you do a great job of educating people. Love to see the world wake up.
Thank you. And with your help, my friend, we'll wake up more people. Thank you for your support and joining our plan to restore freedom for all of us, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to the other caller from Erico 760. What's your name, first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Greg, and I heard you on YouTube. And
and what is your question, Greg?
Okay, sorry. I've been listening to some. I'm a California resident, and I've got to move out of here. So that's number one. But you know, all of the what you provide on your website to free yourself from the taxes. By going through the seven steps, I was, you know, once that is taking place, I mean, I'm just very concerned, you know, about this Fed coin that's coming up, and they'll be able to track you and have control over your bank accounts and all the monies that are in anywhere. There's no way to escape them. Eventually, they're going to come after you, and they'll have access to all of your finances. And so my question is would it be worth considering renouncing your citizenship? And because
stop right there. Look, no. There'll be no Fed coin. They're not going to get rid of a $100 bill, okay? There always will be $100 bills around. They're just going to make it less convenient for you to use cash. They cannot get rid of them. See, it used to be, I remember back in the late 70s, $500 bills. and thousands of bills were around, which was worth a lot more than today's money back in the 70s and 60s. Okay,
yeah,
so don't take
that.
It away. Don't. Yeah. No, you can use cash. It just becomes less common and less convenient. Perhaps that is all. Don't fall for all this stuff, all these people being afraid, my friend. You don't need to be afraid. There's way too many of us and too few of them. In fact, one of my favorite videos I like to put up for people is by Hopper, okay, from the Ants. I guess I'll treat you guys to this thing, okay? It's called From a Bug's Life, okay, and it's a Hopper scene. These are the grasshoppers that got the ants enslaved, okay? And in this scene, he just... Can you put this video on, guys, for on my screen? I think he needs to watch this, okay? This is a short one just for you, my friend, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put it about volume maximum. Can you put it on my screen? Here we go. Ready? I'm going to put this on. This is they're going to the head grasshopper about, you know, the ants that got enslaved. That's you, the ants, and they are the grasshopper. So, okay, here we go. Let's play it.
So you don't think they could force us out of the cash and force us into their Bitcoin? That's not going to happen.
There's no such thing as government crypto. Crypto is to get you privacy. They already have their own electronic money. It's called credit cards. Hello, they already have it. When you buy by credit card, it's electronic. Okay, crypto is a private way of doing things with privacy, with electronically. They already got their electronic thing. It's called MasterCard, Visa, American Express, PayPal. Okay? So, no, you'll be fine. Have you stopped paying your enemies in Washington, D.C. yet, Greg?
I haven't paid them in a number of three years probably. But I've been just living off of my savings instead, which is crazy. I want to make some money. I'm in the, you know, I do trading as well, but I'm just, I can't afford to get wrapped up with them. I was thinking that once they haven't heard from me in a while, I don't want to go back, and so I need to move before I start producing again. But I've been living off of savings. I've had sold some properties years ago, and I've been able to do that, but I don't. It's not with this inflation. It's not a good idea.
Greg, why are you sitting put in the Communist Republic of California? Why? Why haven't you left to Florida, Arizona, Nevada, Texas? Why stay in that stinking, expensive housing, smog, okay, high crime, communist, high gas prices state that you have no savings? Why haven't you moved?
I'm moving. I promise. I'm moving. I've just been a native, loved the beach, surfed all my life, and now I've got to leave it because it just breaks my heart. But I know what's best for me, so I'm on my way.
Florida, Central Florida is where you want to be. The greater Tampa area is the best part, okay? That's where you want to be, greater Tampa area. That's where Freedom Law School is at. I've researched. I've been to over 30 states. I traveled back in the late 1990s. I know where are the best states to be, which was not to be. That is where you want to be. And now coming across is not so big deal because airline tickets is so cheap, transportation is so much cheaper than it was 30 or 50 years ago. So it's not a big deal to go to Florida. You have to go to people used to go to Nevada to get out of California. It was right next door. Then they went to Texas, a little bit farther away. Come straight across to the free state of Florida, okay? And if you trade out of your home, come live in a country suburbs like in Brooksville, Florida, where the housing costs are so incredibly low, you'd be shocked. You'd be able to save money and lots of jobs out here too. So, Greg, I'll see you in Central Florida, okay? And join our Restore Freedom plan. It will help you with your move to the free state of Florida as well, okay?
Hey, I'm going to definitely take you up on that. I'll see you there.
Yeah, you better join us first. Then we help you move. Okay, that's part of the process. We help you with that moving to Florida, folks. Folks, we gotta get out of these common states. You vote by your legs. See?
Yeah.
That's how you vote. Yes, the Florida beaches are far better than California's cold beaches. Florida has warm water, clean beaches. You can see the fish swimming next to your leg. Yes.
Beautiful.
All right. We have any more callers? No more callers. All right, guys.
All right, thank you all
for your love of truth. My pleasure, Greg. And, folks, you start your journey toward freedom. Continue it. Your knowledge will grow. Your self-confidence will grow. You'll be comfortable to take the next steps necessary to free yourself and share it with others. Spread the word as well. And get paid, Greg. You can get paid, my friend.